from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Becoming really good. They upgraded their personnel. He moves on to a head coach job. Then he hires both unproven, never done the job for. Then he hires D'Amico Ryans. It's a grand slam. It looks like D'Amico Ryans is a special human being, right? And clearly that guy's destined to great things in the NFL.
Maybe the wrong coach got away. No, I'm kidding.
I think it's just hard. I think it's just really hard to hire and crush it on three straight DCs.
I want to take this next call. Let's go to Eric in Sacramento. He's got a take. Oh, he's got a take.
Okay.
What's up, Eric?
Oh, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, Eric.
You know, I do have a comment about Kyle Shanahan. Why in the Super Bowl in the overtime didn't they double-team Kelce? He was the only guy catching the ball. I was yelling at the TV.
Totally agree. We were watching it, and pre-snap, they couldn't even line up in front of him. They didn't know what it was driving me insane.
Yeah, and so granted, Kyle Shanahan is a good coach, but he hasn't taken them to the promised land of the Super Bowl yet. In fact, he messed up in 2017 when the Patriots were down by 25 points going to the fourth quarter, and they gave up 25 points, and then the GOAT Tom Brady, they went in overtime.
Well, Eric, he's not the defensive coordinator. The head coach name was Dan Quinn, and he calls the defense. So the defense blew a 25-point lead.
The offense struggled in that game in the fourth quarter.
I could go through that game every day, twice on Sunday. That was not Shanahan's fault. As down as I am on Shanahan, Eric, that game, we could watch it together. I'll let you know on how that was Shanahan's fault. I go through
Sit
the entire
down on
game
the couch.
Log. How
Let's watch the game
Tevin
together.
Coleman gets hurt, everything. But continue, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about Brock Purdy. I think before all is said and done, he will be even better than Steve Young because he'll get a long-term contract. Steve Young was only here for a short period of time. In fact, Joe Montana was forced out, if you all remember. He had to go to Kansas City. He still was in the prime of his career. He took the Chiefs to the playoffs. And, so I was disappointed that the loyalty of the Niners was not good in terms of wanting to keep Joe, you know, until his career ended.
So you believe Brock Purdy will end up being better than Steve Young in a 49ers
uniform? Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, right now I look at on the top two 49er quarterbacks of all time, Joe Montana is number one, John Brody is number two, and Steve Young is number three.
Can I ask you a question? How many MVPs does John Brody have?
It doesn't matter, but look at John Brody and how many years he played for the Niners.
How many MVPs did Steve Young have?
let me see. Did he have any? Did he have one?
He had two. The year that Joe was sitting on the bench, hurt with a back and didn't play all year, 1992, and then obviously the famous one in 1994. So, like, we have to be honest like with our assessment here.
Hold on. I just want to ask Eric.
Joe was better than Steve, but Steve was awesome.
So
two MVPs.
With this assessment then, Eric, you're banking on Brock Purdy. We're basically watching a modern-day Hall of Famer then in Brock Purdy.
Well, as long as Debo can stay with the Niners, as long as they can keep Christian McCaffrey there, as long as they can keep the nucleus that they have right now, I don't see any reason why he's not going to be an MVP. So, and he will lead the Niners to Super Bowls, but we got to get rid of Shanahan. Shanahan's not the guy to do it.
So I just want to make sure we're clear. Seven-time Pro Bowler, three-time first All-Pro, three times second team All-Pro, four times he led the NFL in touchdown passes, six times he led the NFL in passer rating, five times he led it in completion rating. You think that when it's all said and done, Brock will be better than that? Because that's a pretty accomplished player.
It's a high bar.
It's a high bar. And I even think, we all think that Joe's better than Steve. But man, Steve is a high bar.
Well, Steve is, but you know he had to end his career early because of the concussion problem. How old was he when he retired?
Well, he was a young 38 because he didn't play.
He played in the USFL or whatnot, but also he had a lot of playoff shortcomings too, Eric. To your point, but you believe that the nine, but you think we have a Shanahan problem though? So you think that they need to get rid of Shanahan?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, let him go to another team; he'll do fine there. But he's not the right fit for the Niners to get them to the Super Bowl. If Eddie DiBartolo was the GM right now, Shanahan would have been gone. He would not be. We wouldn't be talking to him in the same language as being the head coach of the Niners. Because Bill Walsh, he got it done. He won four Super Bowl championships for the Niners, and then
three.
Of course,
he won three.
He left.
He won three. The fourth one, George Seifert, actually was
his team. Yeah. Good. Hey, interesting call, Eric. I'm not mad at it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. All guests on 95.7 The Game. Appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Look. We could talk.
He's right. Eddie D would have fired.
Would he have, though?
He would have gave Shanahan a contract extension.
Okay, that's a different question. That's a different question. But, like, look, Joe is greater than Steve. Everyone agrees. But I do think that we've kind of forgotten how great Steve was. And Steve had a lot of playoff shortcomings. He did. I'm not going to deny it. But again, I just want to read this to people.
They say that I should have flushed, Eric. And look, I'm trying to be patient.
MVP.
I'm trying to be patient.
Okay. Offensive player of the year. Seven-time Pro Bowler.
Right.
Three first-team All-Pros. Three second-team All-Pros. That means he's the best quarterback in the league three times and second-best three times. He led the NFL in touchdown passes four times. He led the NFL in passer rating six times. He led the NFL in percentage, completion percentage, five times. Again, Joe is greater than... Brock would have to be pretty freaking amazing. And I'm not saying he can't get there. But can we have that conversation 5 years from now?
I mean, listen.
That's all. Like, we're not there yet. We're just not there yet.
I don't even have Brock Purdy ahead of Jeff Garcia yet. He's close.
I think that's a conversation. We could have
he's
that
close,
conversation.
But yeah, I'm
I mean,
no,
come
he's
on.
Not.
Like, yeah, but I did like that he brought up Brody.
Yeah. Let's go to Rob instead, Bruno. Rob. What's happening, Rob? You going down to training camp this year, Rob?
I'm gonna try to get a Saturday thing. You know, I can't go throughout the week, but I'm gonna try Saturday. I feel what that caller was talking about, but the big but. If Shanahan goes, that means Purdy got to go. Like I always said, Purdy is a product of Shanahan. That's all it's about, and there's no pressure on no 49ers to win Super Bowls. Jay York. As of right now, it's comfortable with just being relevant. And the Niners are fine with that. I can tell you why. Go look at that press conference when he was drunk. You know what I'm saying? They were just happy to be there. They were just lucky to even be in the Super Bowl. Remember I made that famous call I took Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
I said Detroit going to win the game?
Yeah, they should have won the game.
I know y'all was thinking about it when it was 24-7.
Oh,
so, you know what I'm saying? So then... So at the end of the day, my point is this. I just feel like the Jay York, he's comfortable with just being relevant. 49ers fans just comfortable just having a coach, having the talking points, having a running back, having a great white hope and quarterback. Oh, we're going to win a Super Bowl this year. Knowing damn well you're not being the elite quarterbacks in the AFC with a guy like Purdy. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Now, we can dominate the NFC. For sure. But in terms of when it comes down to making plays with your arm and when you playing, like, Kyle's a great schemer, but Andy Reid's a better schemer. So when we play guys like that, you know, now it comes to, okay, what can my talent do? What can my quarterback
Rob,
get the
let
ball?
Me ask
what
you.
Can he do?
Rob, so how are you gonna digest the regular season and knowing that it's basically Super Bowl or bust? How do we get through the regular season with that mindset?
I'm a football fan. I like to party. So I'm having a good time every time the Niners play.
There you
so
go.
I'm not one of the fans that just, oh, he weak because he didn't do that. That's not me. I love the sport. I coach the sport. Yeah. I love sports. I'm going to watch the game regardless. But if we're just talking about Super Bowl, I don't think we win a Super Bowl with Purdy in the scheme altogether. You got to have something that breaks the scheme. Remember, Cal always said, you got to out-coach, you got to outplay my scheme. And I don't think they had a quarterback that can actually do that. I thought Elway did a great job of playing within the scheme, but then doing his own thing when it was time to do it. I don't think Purdy just doesn't have the physical ability to arm to do that, and I think teams know his limitations. So it's only so many routes he's going to throw if there's no threat of the run game. You see what I'm saying?
Rob, who is your favorite 49er currently on the team?
On the team, I mean, Debo, that's my guy. He's the heart and soul. I like in Greenlaw. Greenlaw and Debo, definitely Debo and Greenlaw. Them dudes are what 49ers football is about, smash mouth. We won't smoke. We want all the smoke. And Trent Williams, too. All them three guys, they represent what the 49ers is about. But we need a guy like that at quarterback and a guy like that at coach. I think if we had Jim Harbaugh as the head coach, we'll be straight. But I think Purdy, Jed, and Kyle. No, I'm taking Purdy out of this. Jay is just comfortable just being relevant. That's it. And the Niners are okay with that. I'm just saying, look at that press conference when he was drunk. They were just happy to be there. They was complaining about the field. I knew he was going to catch an L after that.
All right, Rob. What's going over the game? Brought to you by Safeway. More of your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Who has the most pressure going out of it to the season? Purdy, your thoughts on him. Shanahan, how can the Niners evolve? How do we ratchet up the energy to get ready for another regular season, knowing damn well that the end goal is to be in New Orleans? That anything short of a trip to New Orleans in February would just not be good enough. Just not be good enough around these parts. 888-957-9570 is the number. More coming up on the Rust.
The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
No, that's going too far.
All right, check this out. This is Sean Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
Oh, we are back. No more brunch with Bonte and Butcher, or Butcher and Bonte. That was fun while it lasted.
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
Not this morning.
I was rooting against Bonte. At least Bonte didn't win.
That alarm went off. I swear to God, that alarm went off at 4 o'clock this morning. And I stayed in bed till 4:45 looking at my phone saying, this can't be life. What happened?
It is sad, but it's true.
Download the free Odyssey app. Just let me vent, Shasky. Let me vent. And listen to 95.7
The Game. Nothing
I can do about it. There we go. You can catch.
Always sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You can catch live
games.
Ain't
nothing you can do about.
Who was that?
With all the music, the cop in Louisville, when Scheffler was getting arrested before the open.
Some people say that that's the only reason Xander has two majors is because of that cop.
Oh man! Hey, I saw that. He's the first guy. Rory McIlroy, 2014. Tiger Woods did it twice. And Patrick Harrington, I want to say.
Patty?
Only guys to win both the Open and, no, the British Open and the U.S. Open in the same year.
He did not win the U.S. Open.
Oh, PJ, my bad. Yeah. PJ.
The first time since 1982 that the Americans swept all the majors. Yeah.
Seven of the last nine.
There you go. See, your boy was watching.
It was really good. Truen was fun.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was a bloodbath.
Yeah, it was a bloodbath.
Olympics next. Let's get the gold.
Speaking of a guy who has a gold, Xander.
Yeah, Olympic.
Going back to back, maybe.
Yeah, San Diego boy.
So, look, I don't agree with Rob saying that, hey, they're happy with just being relevant. No, that can't be the case. They don't pay that money. I don't agree with that take. I hear what Rob was saying, but I don't agree with it.
No.
This organization is obsessed with winning that big one. Now, winning the big one is very, very difficult. We've all experienced that.
Is this the toughest spot to be in sports?
Yes.
Meaning you've been knocking on the door.
Yes.
But the only way to become truly satisfied with where your team is at is if they actually win one.
Yep.
That's the hardest spot in sports?
I think so. And the Boston Celtics were just in that spot.
Yeah. Good call.
The Warriors were in that spot.
Good call.
2022, the Warriors were in that spot. I felt like that was, I hate saying it, the bonus championship, but we didn't, you know, they got off to the 18-2 start. We're like, wow, maybe they are back. But we weren't 100%, because a lot of people thought Memphis could beat the Warriors in that second round series, and Boston was young, and we were worried after game one. We were worried about after game three, like, damn, we're going to lose this. But this is a tough spot, because there's the only satisfaction is to win that big one.
It's kind of like before they won the Mickey Mouse ring, the Dodgers.
Right.
Right? The Dodgers were kind of in that zone.
Yep. They were
knocking,
in that zone.
Knocking. And it almost, all of the other regular season accomplishments became moot because they couldn't win the big one. The Vikings of the 70s, the Bills of the 90s.
There you go.
Who else?
The Yankees right now with Aaron Judge and company.
Really good call.
If they don't win.
Good call.
They don't win it. It's, you know what? Like, the Astros can go to the playoffs and lose. They got a couple. They redeemed themselves from 2017 for the trash cans and everything, and they won it. They got two rings. They're good. Philadelphia, the Phillies, and Bryce Harper. Knowing that Bryce Harper is on that roster, if they don't win it all this year.
Good point.
You know what?
It's a good point.
It's a disaster. Same thing with the Dodgers. There's a couple teams. And now, it's the worst spot to be in, but it's a great spot to be in because you know you're playing for high stakes.
No doubt.
I know you're going to be in the playoffs.
I meant the worst spot in the sense of if you don't win, you look back on that era with more disappointment than any other era.
The Jim Harbaugh era.
How
did we look at that era?
It's utterly disappointing. While wildly successful, utterly disappointing. Yep.
The Brian Sabian Giants led utterly Giants with Barry Bonds from 97 to 03.
We look some back of my at that favorite era. Years, some of my worst years.
We don't bring up Bonds hitting 73 home runs.
Nope.
We don't bring up Jeff Kent winning an MVP. We don't bring up JT Snow and the Gold Gloves or the great 3 to 4 year stretch Robin in half. We talk about game six against the Angels. Yep. We talk about Jose Cruz Jr. dropping a pop up in game three down in South Beach, Miami. And then we talk about JT Snow getting thrown out the plate in game four after rallying from a 5-0 deficit only to lose 7-5. We don't bring up any of the good. And to our point last Friday, we were discussing this, and I got into a dark place thinking about this. That wasn't an act. That segment from 1 to 1:30, I was in a really dark place thinking about that Super Bowl because all the greatness of beating Philadelphia, Debo having a hat trick, and starting off 5-0 and beating the crap out of the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. We don't talk about the accomplishments in 2023.
You know whose highlights I've been watching all morning?
Who's that?
Lamar Jackson's.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson had a great year last year.
Great year.
Does anyone care?
Nope.
If he doesn't win one Super Bowl, will it not be an utter disappointment? Even though he's been a remarkable first ballot Hall of Famer type.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt. No doubt. You can't get elevated. He won't. You know what's crazy? I wonder, and I wouldn't know this because I don't live in Baltimore, but if Lamar doesn't win one, will they ever elevate him above Joe Flacco?
Ooh.
Joe Flacco had one of his sickest playoff runs in NFL history.
I don't know.
And he's got the Super Bowl.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know how Flacco is viewed.
Yeah.
I really don't.
In Baltimore, he's probably king. Probably king out there for that Super Bowl.
He's got to be.
You know, I'm looking here. Xfinity Mobile text line, 510.
Give it to me.
Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Some of the best teams that I've ever seen.
That era of football has kept them out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb, and I'll say this right now, and it's a controversial take. Controversial. But Donovan McNabb was a better quarterback than Eli Manning. More consistent. But Eli has the two Super Bowls.
Two great playoff
runs. McNabb had unbelievable seasons. All the kids who played Madden was like, who did he take? A lot of people took the Philadelphia Eagles because of McNabb and T.O. McNabb was special, but he didn't get over the hump. And it's probably going to keep him out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
When you look at Aaron Rodgers right now, only having the one Super Bowl feels like an utter disappointment in his career.
Yep.
But he has the one. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Drew Brees. But he has the one.
He has the one.
And that's the one thing that, like, if you get one, it buys you all of the leeway. Like, when we bring up, like, I brought up Dan Marino's arm in the green room earlier this morning. Most people that didn't see Dan Marino were like, I didn't win anything. It's like, Dan Marino was amazing.
He's my favorite quarterback of all time.
And we feel like we discredit his entire career because he didn't win one.
Starney was talking about Dan Marino, how he liked Dan Marino. I grew up, obviously, Dolphins were on TV a lot. And then, you know, you collect football cards. It's like, wow, Dan Marino, he shares the same birthday as me. So I was like, oh, it's September 15th, baby, right? But we watched a lot of Dan Marino growing up because they were always on television. Dan Marino is my favorite quarterback. And this guy couldn't run a lick. He was in the pocket, and it didn't matter who. He turned Orlando Gatson and made Orlando Gatson a 1,000-yard wide receiver. Nobody knows who Orlando Gatson is. He was special. But he doesn't have the ring. And he never got back after that second season. No. He had a dream year. We all thought, oh, Marino's going to be in another Super Bowl. He's going to be in many Super Bowls. He got to the one Super Bowl. Then he couldn't overcome the Buffalo Bills, couldn't overcome the shortcomings of not having a running game, and the Dolphins would choke and choke and choke, and he never got that ring. But as a talent, he may have had the best arm. He'd sit there flat-footed to throw a 60 yards. With a perfect spiral.
The only loss the 85 Bears had was against the Dolphins. Yep. He shredded that defense. Yep, and they were a game away from going back to the Super Bowl and facing them, but the New England Patriots beat them.
Upset them.
Let's spin this forward. Like, the Niners don't have any Super Bowls in terms of wins under Shanahan. I can make the argument if two quarters of Shanahan's entire career changes, we're having a completely polar opposite conversation.
We're talking about Shanahan being the second best coach and maybe matching Bill Walsh in terms of Super Bowl titles.
This is his seventh year?
I think it's eight.
Maybe it's eight.
Wait,
okay.
2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Seventh season. Is it 7 years or eight? Seven, right?
Whatever. Yeah, but whatever, you get where I'm going. I think Walsh was 79 to 88. So 10 full seasons, I believe. And we're having a totally different conversation. If two quarters of his coaching career are completely different, and it sounds like we're like picking this guy apart and we're picking at the carcass and all that, and yes, we are. But like the difference between being a champion and going for a third championship is literally just a couple of quarters.
And you know what? The reason why we're so hard on Shanahan is
because from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because the expectations he set were high. And when you come in and you get labeled as a genius and this innovator, he's been special offensively. Things he did with Jimmy Garoppolo, things he's done with this offense, Brock Purdy, nothing short of special. I mean, he is, he wins one and we're talking about him. Okay, George Seifert, Shanahan, who you taking? Right now, I can't put him in that George Seifert conversation. Seifert has two Super Bowls. Two of them. And hell, he's got more as a defensive coordinator with the 49ers. Been along for the ride for a lot, for all of them. So when it comes to Kyle Shanahan and winning that one, and the problem is, yes, you're right, Shasky, a couple quarters go differently. We're talking about it. We're discussing them in a totally different way.
You can say that about a lot of people. I know it sounds dumb.
No, it doesn't sound dumb. I would say this. Part of the reason why those two quarters went in a different direction was partly because of Shanahan.
I know.
He's got his fingerprints all over the meltdowns that we've seen in the NFC Championship game. Now, you could say Jimmy. Sure, Jimmy has a lot. He's got a lot to do with it. But Shanahan does, too.
Do you think Brady becomes Brady and Belichick becomes Belichick if they don't win that first one?
Nope.
How about Mahomes currently? If they don't win that first one against the Niners.
It's funny. We have a conversation about this, and now is the perfect time to bring it back up. If the Niners win that Super Bowl in 2019, the pressure on Mahomes and Kelsey to win it the next year against Tampa Bay, and then if they lose it, they're 0-2. And all of a sudden, that conversation in Kansas City is like, damn, Kansas City hasn't won since the 60s. Andy Reid can't get the big one. Yeah. All of a sudden, Andy Reid's not in the Hall of Fame. He can't win a big one. He's a glorified offensive coordinator. And all of a sudden, they're 0-2. And all of a sudden, they're facing a different pressure. And all of a sudden, they may do things differently. Maybe they give Tyreek Hill the money. Maybe they don't trade Tyreek Hill to Miami. But since they did have that one, now they have that one, and they lost it. But I said, you know what? We can reset our books and sell Mahomes. Now that pressure of not winning the big one is in Kansas City, and they're having a totally different conversation. Maybe they don't get past Buffalo with 13 seconds left. Maybe they lose to the Bengals. It's like, oh, wow, they really can't win the big one. So that quarter of football in 2019, Super Bowl 54, that 3rd and 15 changed the trajectory for Kansas City and the 49ers. It's crazy.
It is.
If you boil it down to one play, 3rd and 15, where Troy Aikman, by the way, if you get that call, oh boy, Mahomes needs to do something. This is a pretty critical down here. He needs to do something. And then boom, they get the 3rd and 15. And it changes how we view Shanahan in 2024, and it changes how we view the Kansas City Chiefs. That one play changed a lot. It changed the history of the NFL. It's kind of crazy. Of course, you don't lose a game off of one play.
No,
you don't win a game on one play.
With this, would have, could have,
but that one play, 3rd and 15, changed the course of history for Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. And for Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think about the Super Bowl against Baltimore all the time. Hypothetically, they win that Super Bowl. However you want to say it. Cap runs it in. He hits Crabtree on the fade. Wow. Whatever. Where's Harbaugh? Where's Cap?
Yep.
Where's Willis? Where's
so
Gore?
True.
Where's Justin Smith? Like,
so
I think
true.
About that all the time. And it's just like, man, everything is different. But with Shanahan, we're their Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
To his Joe Montana. Like, that's all I keep thinking about with Kansas City. And Shanahan's like, you keep coming up short to this guy, and we're going to be a footnote in their montage when they're both going into the Hall of Fame, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. And it's hard to swallow because these are some of my favorite teams of my
think
life.
Think about that, though.
It sucks.
3rd and 15 goes differently. And the Niners force a punt. And they run off a few more minutes.
Quan Alexander catches that interception.
Yeah, but that, you know, but you were able to overcome it. You get 3rd and 15.
I know.
3rd and 15. And you're able to milk about another 3 minutes off the clock.
Chiefs need some Mahomes magic. Launches down the middle. Hill open. Caught. And they get it. Kansas City, the big play.
This is why
it's so hard to
swallow.
Can you find it? It may be tough. But find the beginning of that play. They break the huddle. And Troy Aikman, I'll never forget being at the old studio. I was dialed in. And Troy Aikman's like, you know, Mahomes needs to make a play here. Kansas City, boy, we're getting down the nitty. He said something. It was like, wow, this is the play. That play, 3rd and 15, help change the course of history over the next 5 years. Now Mahomes and Kelce are working on a three-peat. They're going into the season thinking about a three-peat.
I know. And I actually think they're going to get it.
And the Niners, and we're sitting here saying, boy, this is our last ride. It's our last ride.
I mean, if that does.
It is unbelievable when you really think about it. Forget the overtime and knowing the rules, Shasky. Third and 15 down in Miami in 2019, because Mike Florio said it. When Shanahan was like, boy, I would love to be back in that spot having a 10-point lead with 7 minutes of change left in the Super Bowl. That's what I want again. Well, we had it.
Well, I'm convinced that if you watch that Super Bowl back, they would have kept scoring and kept scoring and kept scoring. And like, once they got on a roll at the end of that game, it was curtains.
Yeah, so that's why when you, everybody said, oh, man, Jimmy missing Emmanuel Sanders, there's still going to be a minute 30 left on the clock. They're still going to we had an exercise, matter of fact. Now, we get the film on Mike in a second. Now, I remember the BSG days, right, Shasky? Because you flew down one of those days that week. And Steiny asks, he goes, all right, what would you like in this scenario? If it plays out in Super Bowl 54, he goes, I'll never forget this. He goes, what do you want? Would you want to have the ball last? Or would you want your defense on the field to shut down Mahomes for a chance to win the Super Bowl? And I remember I was saying, I'll never forget, it's like, I want to have the ball. I don't want to be in a position where Mahomes has the ball with the chance to win the game. And this is before he proved anything. And now we saw how that played out last year in overtime.
Listen to what you said. I want to have the ball last.
I want to have the ball last.
The Niners took the ball first in overtime this time around.
Yeah.
They had the option.
And then they were going to rush and try to go score a touchdown with a minute 49 left. Unbelievable. Let's go to Filmo Mike. Jeez. Unbelievable. Filmo, what's happening?
Hey, man. Just sitting here. Oh. I missed opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I probably got a bad signal. I'm on the bridge, man. But
it's all good.
The bottom line is, man, they got to get it done. You know how I know the pressure's ratcheted up. Jerry Rice getting into it with people on the golf course, asking questions. I swear to God, I feel Jerry Rice, but I swear, I wake up in the middle of the night sometime cursing because the Niners didn't get the job done. Man, we gonna get the job done though. I believe in I really feel if y'all been watching Debo. Debo's on a whole nother level of focus, man. For real, for real. He's the leader of the team, and I really feel like he's going to have to get the job done. I don't know about the quarterback situation as far as how we going to get B.A. in here and how we going to get everybody paid, but I really feel like Kittle and Debo going to lead the way this year, for real, for real. I don't know what it is. I'm looking at his Instagram. He's super focused, man. That's all I got to say.
No, hey, good call, Philmo. It's just the most pressure for a 49er team. I think this is the most pressure they've had on themselves to win it. Now, we can look at last year. We can look at 2013.
Oh, this is 94 season.
This is 1994.
Yeah.
Get the monkey off your back.
Yeah, that's 100%. Especially given all of the losses in a row in horrific fashion. You've lost two Super Bowls in just this regime. You've lost three in the last 11 years, 12 years.
Wow.
I can't do
this
it anymore.
This hurts. This hurts. Like, I'd never forget Worldwide Hef saying, Pop. He goes, Pop. I don't know if I can do this no more. All the energy and passion I exuded for the season. You said it. I've said it. Multiple Niner fans. I never forget Anna midway through the year. She goes, I just read this article, why women live longer than men, and it's because of sports. I'm stressed out. She felt stress as a sports fan for the first time in her life. She couldn't handle it. It was too much. Now we going down. Training camp is opening up on Wednesday. We'll be excited at the Hilton Hotel. Trust me, football's back, folks. That's something to celebrate in itself. We don't have to talk about that lousy-ass team wearing orange and black on the baseball field. That's for sure. That's uplifting in itself when you just think about that. But then we get through this regular season, and we're Jets week one, Vikings week two, Rams week three.
Sam Darnold.
Then you got the Cowboys and Chiefs in back-to-back weeks. And we got to see Mahomes at Levi's Stadium. Knowing that the Niners can win that game against Kansas City in the regular season, and it won't mean a damn thing.
They've never beaten Mahomes.
Yeah, but they can win that regular season game, Shasky, and it won't mean a damn thing.
You think they can win that game? Because I do not.
Well, even if they do, it won't mean anything.
Well, I mean, they beat the Eagles in the revenge game. And, like, looking back, it feels, it's like, wow, we put all that energy into that game. We did. And it was, yeah. And at the time, it made a lot of sense. Looking back, it was, wow, we did. We did a little too much.
The 49ers could start 5-0, and it won't mean a damn thing.
They did last year.
What does it mean?
Well,
I'm saying this year, they can start 5-0. And for the fans, you know it. We'll be happy in real time. Yeah, all the way, you know. Lead the division.
What does it have to do with January?
But it has nothing to do with January. Nothing to do with January.
If I told you this, the Niners.
This is sad.
The Niners get in with a wild card, okay? But they're playing their best football in the final month.
I'll take that.
Over being playing their best football in the first 2 months.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
I kind of am too.
I'll take that. Maybe they need.
Form over. Yeah.
Maybe they need the wild card so we don't have that pressure of being a top seed. Just say, you know what? Fine, we'll go on the road. We'll go to Detroit. We'll go to Grant. Because we always say it. The 49ers style of football travels anywhere.
I would like to go to a playoff game in Detroit.
I don't think I want to play the Lions in the playoff game.
I know. I'm just saying, like, as a trip.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
That'd
be a lot of fun. If we can get somebody to send us out there.
You know, people.
I'm out.
You know people in Detroit? You know people in Detroit?
Well, no. I mean, it's just that we played in the Pontiac, Silver Dome way back in the day. It'd be something fun.
Ford Field.
See Marshall Mathers playing at halftime? That'd be cool.
That I could do without.
Really?
He's about four albums too.
Oh, come on.
Too deep for me.
Say that for a lot of rappers.
We got roasters in Detroit.
You know, maybe.
We do.
Who's the roaster that calls in all the time?
I'm fashionable.
Yeah, she knows people.
So I did slide in the DMs to say hi. But I know people.
Can we get credentials for the NFC Championship game?
Yeah, that would be a problem. That would be a problem because tickets are going to be sky high in Detroit.
You would wear the mink parka, right?
Nah, I don't do well with mink. That's too much.
What animal would you have?
No animals. So I'm understated when I dress.
He's vegan.
Yeah, I'm understated when I dress. I'm not a flashy guy when I'm dressed. I'm like a vegetarian when it comes to fashion.
Scarf season?
Might be scarf season.
You and Jonathan Kuminga?
Peacoat, scarf.
This is from the Kuminga collection?
Maybe a Kangol hat.
You're not wearing. What are you, Bruce Arians?
Yeah, I do like the Kangol. I've always wanted a Kangol, even though I've never owned one. Maybe I'll wear a Kangol for Wednesday's practice. My hair is probably a little too long, but I'm never gonna wear a Kangol.
Oh, I got my sun hat ready to go.
Yeah, you know. But maybe they need to go on the road. The lower the like Kansas City last year. Like, even Spadoni said, I'm not betting against Mahomes, but they had to go on the road to Buffalo. They had to go on the road to Baltimore, which is very impressive. That Buffalo. Kansas City game was an all-timer.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Shasky. I don't know. I guess that's our assignment over the next 2 days. How do we ratchet up the energy to get fired up for the regular season? Because is it enough to just say, hey, football's back, let's go? Is that enough for Niner fans?
New hope. Yeah.
New hope, a new journey? Because I used all my material last year. I used that material, and I milked the hell out of the journey to Las Vegas as we talk about the journey when starting the training camp. I don't know if I had that in me. I don't have that in me.
I think you
What
do
I do?
I think the second we get on that field on Wednesday, you're going to have some pep in your step. And there's going to be new songs that you've never heard of that you're going to Shazam or whatever the heck you do on your phone. And you're going to be like, listen to this hitter. And then you're going to be like this. Yep. To all the different players that recognize you from television, and you're going to be vintage Bonte.
You know,
maybe we see Debbie.
415, extending bubble text on. You guys sound like the Niners have been a complete failure, like where the Cleveland Browns would kill to have. Well, you know what, 415? We're not the Cleveland Browns! All right? We're not Cleveland! Things are different around here. We're not the Cleveland Browns. So, no, the bar is set higher out here. Sorry, I was born in the wrong era. Maybe if I was born in the 70s, I have a different perspective. But I was born into greatness. We were born into greatness, Chad. We were born the year they won the Super Bowl.
I was born in the darkness.
So, you know what? This season is all about winning the big one. Like the Niners in 94, they beat the Cowboys in the regular season, and that was a race to home field advantage. But we knew. We all knew. It doesn't mean anything to you beat them in January. And so, even when Eric Davis set the tone with the pick six that made Candlestick Park shake, it still wasn't good enough until the scoreboard says 0-0-0, and the Niners have more points than the Cowboys.
Can I give you a full admission?
What?
I'm thinking of thinking about week one already, and the Jets have me worried. Like, of all the times to play the Jets on the schedule, week one might be the worst.
Good. It's not good.
It might be the worst.
No, their defense is legit.
Like, they're going to be healthy.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy.
Sauce Gardner.
You know.
Quinton Williams in the middle. Quinton Williams in the middle, wrecking that offensive line.
So you're forgetting about two names that are going to come back to haunt us.
Javon Kinlaw.
And?
Robert Saleh.
And?
There's another?
Solomon Thomas, your boy.
Yeah, that wasn't on my top. I actually feel good.
Stop!
That Jets defense is legit. And did they add weapons offensively, too? I got the depth charts up here right now. They added something. Garrett Wilson. Oh, boy, Garrett Wilson. See, now I'm a little... Man. Where did we go wrong here, Shasky?
I don't know, but my phone on these spam calls is just going crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
I keep going voicemail, and it just keeps calling.
We're all getting them.
Well, yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I don't care about the police department in Santa Margarita or whatever the heck it is. Like, have you guys gotten those? Like, hi, this is the fire union.
No, we're getting something's happening with on our work email. It's getting really bad. Yeah, work email.
Kimberly Taylor's just sent us about 20 emails just right now. Kimberly, turn off the emails. I guess there's an all-staff meeting tomorrow. I don't know.
He's got 30 messages.
We just got 30 messages from it. Yeah, no. Let me see. Garrett Wilson, Xavier Gibson, Mike Williams. That's right. They got Mike Williams for the Chargers. The Jets, if he could stay healthy. He's already on the PUP list. Physically, he's not able to perform.
Man. Who is going to start in Greenlaw's spot?
Ricky Pearsall. Is there a lot of pressure on Ricky Pearsall?
Of course there is.
First round pick.
Is he even going to be healthy? Do we even know what the injury is?
No, we don't.
What is going on?
No, we don't.
What is the injury?
Our pets' heads are falling off. What's going on? Let's go to Shane in the city. Shane, what's happening?
What's up, guys? How are you doing today?
I need to be uplifted, Shane. We had to wake up early. Hey, I have to go at 10 to 2, having all the swagger. Now we're back in sweats and hoodies. Now we're thinking about the Super Bowl. Man, Shane, how uplift us, please?
Hey, it's Motivational Monday, man. I'm here to, you know, try to be optimistic as I can. You know, I have been down these Super Bowl years have been kicking our butt with Shanahan, but a few things need to happen this season. And, you know, early in the season last year, we were scoring about 30 to 35 points a game. If Shanahan is the guru, is the genius, he needs to up that 40 to 45 points a game. I know that's a lot to ask, but we have the firepower to do it. The best thing that can happen for the 49ers this year is with Ayuk's holdout.
You're expecting 40 to 45 points a game?
Is he going to go in the tank, or is he going to come in?
Are you serious?
Is he going
to? No, let him finish.
Is he going to come in?
Shay, keep cooking.
Is he going to come in and be a dog about it and say, you know what, I'm going to earn it? He already kind of did earn it. It's very debatable on that, right? Both sides. You can, and is he going to say, you know what, I'm going to earn it with Purdy, and we're going to go get this thing? Because they can do it. They have the firepower on offense to go and do it. It doesn't matter what we do defensively. I'm not afraid of the Jets week one. I'm not afraid of anybody on our schedule. You know why? Because our offense with Shanahan, it goes above and beyond. But Shanahan, the only thing with me, I'm gonna go back a little bit and just say he's got to be a better motivator. He's got to have the heart of the team, and he's got to be able to say respect me more than like me. I don't care if you don't like me. Yeah. You've got to respect me. And if he can work on his leadership skills to get that team going in the right direction, hey, I think he's got a great shot.
Shane, real quick. You said 30 to 35 points a game, right?
No, he said 40 to 45.
That's what we were, yeah.
You said 40 to 45?
We got to take it up a level. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you think 40 to 45? Okay, all right. Maybe I'll do it. No, you don't have to plug. It was a good call. All right, just so that we're clear. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Trading.
38.8 is the all-time points per game in 1950.
Oh, my God.
All right, the Broncos in 2013, 37.9. Patriots, 36.8, 07.
I know.
Oilers in the 60s.
Falcons.
Bears.
Falcons, what did they average?
33.8.
Yeah. Falcons were really good.
And that's 13th all-time.
That's what I was looking for last year. 30 points a game. You guys laughed at me. But they averaged 29 last year.
No one has ever averaged more than 38.8.
Yeah, no, the 40 to 45.
Can you name the quarterback off the top of your head for the 1950 LA Rams? I know without even looking at it.
North Van Brocklin?
Yeah! Do you know who's playing wide receiver?
Jack Snow.
Good! Look at you.
Come on, baby.
1950, the year after.
Come on.
The Browns and the Niners had the exact same record in the AAFL. Yeah. And my guy, Frankie Albert, was the co-MVP of the league.
40 to 45 points a game. Hey, Shane, let him cook, man.
For the record, the highest scoring 49er team in history, the 1994 team that won the Super Bowl.
How much?
They averaged about 31.5 points.
That's a lot of points.
31.5 a game.
Got to make some history this year.
And they had to shut down the fourth quarter because they were blowing teams out. So they weren't even trying to score in the fourth quarter.
Except the Eagles game.
2019 Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo. He could have had the single season passing yard record for the 49ers. They shut it down in the fourth quarter. In a few games. Quite a few games. Cincinnati. Up top of my head, Carolina. They dropped 50 on Carolina. They were just running up the score, running the ball on them. And the Crispy Whites at Levi Stadium.
Jimmy.
Cleveland Browns, Monday Night Football. I mean, they shut down the fourth quarter a lot. Niners in 2019 was special, man. That was a special
team. I don't even know if I could do 45 a game on All Madden.
No, you can't. I can't even do it on All Pro. All Pro, I get to about 39, 40. I've been cooking. But I'm telling you what, I'm not playing Madden anytime soon because it's NCAA football. Oh, boy. I got to recruit. I got big recruiting for week one against Alabama. Big recruits. Five stars want to come to my school and after winning daddy.
Do you make your own schedules in that one after you get to the first season? Or
nah, they had Alabama already scheduled. Uh-huh. I had to fix the Florida game because Florida came to Del Campbell Stadium uh-huh. last year. Mm-hmm. So I had to make sure I'm going to the Swamp this year.
So you did the Lincoln Riley. You started ducking the smoke.
Yeah, I'm going cupcakes. I got a couple cupcakes. I'm not changing it. Kent State, Akron, because you got college football playoff. A lot of wear and tear if you play the big boys early.
Well, right now my Wyoming team that I'm the offensive coordinator of is 5-0.
That's not bad.
Just faced BYU, BYU has 7,000 jersey combinations.
Did you hook up their combos?
Of course I did. My Wyoming jerseys are pretty sweet.
Yeah, I got my Florida State. We don't have a lot of options, but I did wear against Cal Berkeley. I had to host Cal Berkeley at Doak Campbell. I wore the crispy all whites at home. Just for a one-off against Cal.
Do they give you the stickers?
Yeah, they get the stickers, too. You get the stickers. Every week you see stickers.
That's so weird that Cal and Florida State's going to be like a thing now. It's very odd.
Every, 8 years.
But you know what's not odd? Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know what? Let me start off. I did a terrible job this morning, folks. Roasters, all the overnight dancers, everybody. I did a terrible job on my favorite day of the week of setting the tone.
He's full of baloney.
And I set a bad tone for the week. Hopefully I will be better tomorrow and Wednesday. Because I was depressed. You know, one by waking up early and the schedule after, which is so beautiful. I was like, wow, we got to go back to spin. Not only that, but reliving the Super Bowl with some of the shortcomings with the 49ers in that 3rd and 15, I put us all in a deep, deep, dark place. And it's my fault. It is my fault. I set a bad tone this week. So I promise, folks, I will be better tomorrow. I'll be more optimistic. I'll be a little more fired up. But when I think about the 49ers and what's at stake here, and looking at the future, it's sad, but that's the reality that anything other than the Super Bowl will not be good enough for us. It just won't.
See, unlike you, I can find, appreciation in a 6-inning outing from Hayden Birdsong. What an incredible step forward for the young man. He's had some really good starts. 5 appearances thus far. Always goes 4 innings at minimum. Yesterday, being allowed to go back into the 6th inning and get to the 12 strikeouts. Thought the curveball and the slider were excellent. I thought his fastball misses were much closer than they have been in other starts. He's been awesome. Hayden Birdsong, revelation. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm good. You have to laugh at this because someone sent into the thread, someone being Sam Lubman, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if you guys are aware of what happens when Nick Castellanos hits home runs. It's become sort of a thing and sort of a trend, boys. The first time it happened, like, the whole meme started with Tom Brenneman, who used to be the voice of the Reds on the television side.
He's back.
Obviously used a, he is back doing games for WB, I guess, this year in college.
The CW. First game is Oregon State and, like, some other school.
Jesus.
So he's got to work his way back up from the bottom.
Thank you. And that was the first time this whole meme started with Castellanos. Deep drive to left, that'll make it a 4-0 ball game, starting with Tom Brenneman. And now it's become sort of a trend. And if you just look through his career history of home runs, chances are something horrible happened that day. And I don't mean to laugh at it, but you got to kind of laugh at just the absurdity of it. So it starts with Brenneman. And then you get a career-threatening injury for Fernando Tatis. You got a eulogy for a World War II veteran, a 9/11 tribute video package on air, apology of opposing team's coach getting a DUI, 10 minutes a home run happened after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Whoa.
You got a Memorial Day tribute package, and then he hits a home run. You got the eulogy for a deceased PA announcer for the stadium, cancer announcement for the team's owner. An hour after the death of Queen Elizabeth was announced, Vin Scully death announcement, a home run. This guy is the Grim Reaper.
He is.
I hope to God he doesn't hit a home run on my birthday or something.
We'll call him
Good
the Turk.
Lord. Nick Castellanos, hang him up, brother. And by the way, he hit a minor league home run for the Detroit Lions the day that Osama bin Laden died.
What?
You just can't make this stuff up. Oh, Nick Castellanos.
Gosh. Oh, my God.
It's just... Oh, by the way, Biden yesterday announced he is withdrawing from running for president. Castellanos hit a home run.
It's the most obvious thing that ever happened.
Yeah, it was. And what did he say last week when he got COVID? He's like, hey, OG, just, you know what? This may might be the worst thing for you. You need to take a chill pill, OG. Just relax. And he's going to do a lot of relaxing now.
Nick Castellanos. Sam, take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really happy the Giants are catching the Dodgers at a downtime with all those guys on the IL. I mean, if this is ever the week to get it done, this is it. Oh, my God.
How about Sam's getting that news, too, huh?
All time. Take that, Woj.
Woj in shambles. Get it?
Shambles. I'm in shambles right now. I got to be better. You know what? You know what I'm going to do today, Shaz?
Call Bryce into shambles.
I'm going to watch Super Bowl 54 over.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to watch last year's Super Bowl over, and I'm going to be better. I will be better. That was fast five. I can't believe we're entering a season where we can't even enjoy the regular season. We're not going to be able to enjoy a win against the Jets.
No, just speak for yourself. I'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy it.
It is sad, but it's true.
You're lying to your teeth.
48 hours from now, we're going to be walking right onto the field.
I can't wait.
I can't wait!
I can't wait for that. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at Hormon. To go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Just sell and just fire everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.